Blog Talk Radio.
You want to cut, Bucker?
Not right now. I'm in thought.
You may use to cut out.
Y'all can make an appointment for Tuesday
morning. Well, I ain't
cut out. I tell my mom another level, and she done went beyond what I might do. I mean, they said me and KK a lot. I really do believe me and KK probably is a lot. But, damn, Mama D, that mother dressed up in black like she going to a down south funeral. And, she came up sharp and all black, and that my obituary, and that girl said that's another level of evil. I don't think it's just a really another level of evil. It's when you want to leave you alone and get, and you know, they won't respect you. They can't come here. We can't go to L.A. like that. Of course, I did at Real Bank here in L.A. But my thing is, you can't come in another house and then disrespect her, talk about her hoods, this, that, and the other. Why, your daughter didn't put you something well. Come on, brother. Come on with the joke.
I ain't come out here and do all this hard labor.
Yeah, she won't do
no labor. I've been laboring all my life.
Yeah. Okay. Come in here and change. I ain't going for you. I ain't going to. But you were good about cleaning up as kids, but I was with them old kids while you was gone and away. Smoked them down, cut around the whole side of a basket mattress. I came in that room, there was so much mother weed, I thought I was in Jamaica. I got paranoid like a motherfucker. You don't get this mother get out of my house, boy. I'm talking, because I ain't going to this bed, but I ain't.
Who? Come on, who?
Now, shout out to Mag TV. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all know that was her that was in that interview, right? Let me see if she picked up the phone, too, because I wanted to check on her. Let me see something. I'm doing it right now. Hold on, Soda. Just to see if she all right, man. I know it's pretty late, but, well, yeah, she is on the East Coast now. She's not in L.A., so it's pretty late. But, shit, she was up late that night. Let's see. Let's see if she pick up. Not to disturb her, but, you know. What do you call that? A wellness check? A welfare check? Yeah. A wellness check. You know what I mean? That's what. If this is the right number, I think this is the right. All right. Okay. Well, I guess that was just a once in a lifetime thing, man. You know, but I'm glad she all right. Yeah, that was definitely her family. That was her. You know, that's why I had to really think about it and make sure, you know, I can't be putting up videos and this lady is the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really wasn't even going to come on tonight. So I just threw something together and just to fuck with y'all for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. So that's all. So, well, congratulations to Megan Thee Stallion. Let's do that first and foremost. She graduated. You know, we could sell it. We could talk about girls shaking their ass, twerking, and all this extra shit. But I already knew that she. I'm pretty sure we all knew that she still was in school. You know what I'm saying? My PR at the time, Robin, she's from down there. She know all the people. You know what I'm saying? She know everybody in Houston. And she actually knew Megan when she was a little girl, actually knew her moms before she died, because Megan moms was a rapper as well. So for those who may have been following me for a long time, you know what I'm talking about. It's true, because I could have had an interview with the 300 record label founder, that baseball nigga Crawford. You know, Robin knows him, like, personally, so I could have had an interview with him, but when him and Megan was going through that shit, you know, he wasn't really ready. But shout out to Robin, man. Much love to you, Robin. We haven't spoken in a minute, but, you know, no love lost, man. But shout out to Robin. Shout out to Houston. So let's give Megan a little, you know what I mean, some love, you know what I mean? That's dope, though. Oh, and I got some exclusive news. Oh, my God. About the Nipsey Hussle shit, but I'm really going to track carefully.
Asia R. Purnell. Megan Pete.
Now, let me say something real quick. Hold on real quick. Let me tell y'all something. Shout out to Kareem on the beat. This is old though, but still like it. Let me tell y'all something about the Nipsey Hussle thing, yo. I was speaking to somebody from Cali with some good, great, serious information on the Nipsey Hussle's death. Shitty cuz. How can I put it? I'll put it to you this way. When we think he was a patsy, he really wasn't. Somebody who, bro, tell us what, no, Mr. J Smooth, nigga, your life ain't going to be in danger by if I tell you. Yeah, I got to be easy with that, man. Got to be real easy. Because this some shit, I say the shit that I just found out. And we was on the phone for a long time, okay? Dropping jewels after jewels after jewels after jewels, naming names, this, that, and third. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm definitely going to tread carefully. If I do spill on the milk, y'all tell people, y'all got it from All Viral Access Media. Nah, nigga, I was born at night, not last night. So anyway, I just say this, goddammit. I say this, a real hater got shitty cuz to do that. I'm going to leave that right there. I just found out. I'm not saying no names. And yes, allegedly, Kitty Cakes, and you from out there too, Crazy K. So I'm going to be very careful. But, it's real. And that's fucked up, man. I didn't know. I know people got hate. Like people, there's a lot of envious and jealous people. But just to that extent, it's really fucked up, son. Niggas did Nip dirty, son. Haters. I can say one thing that people may not know, but that store about to be open back up. You know what I mean? I don't know if I can say that, but Black Sam opening that shit up. I leave everything right there. The rest of that shit, I'm never going to say it. I'm sorry. Nope, I can't. But I heard some shit, and that's fucked up, son. Niggas was really hating on that boy. I'm going to leave that one right there. But that's all allegedly, by the way, anyway. But just shit ain't sitting right. And I love Nipsey. It's so crazy. Like I said before, I still cannot listen. I can listen to his music, but I can't listen to like his inspirational videos. It's just something about that. I don't know. It's like my spirit can't let me listen to it still to this day. And it's been 2 years. I can't do it. I can't even do it. Rest in peace, man. I still can't listen. I can't do it. And if I play shit, I'm only listening to Don't Take Days Off. That's really, I lean into that shit. That's my shit. But yeah, man, it's real. Niggas hating on that boy. Like real, the hate is real, man. Word. I really thought it was me shut up, man. But that's fucked up. You can't listen to his music yet? I feel you, man. I can listen to his music sometimes, but just like his interviews and inspirational videos, little clips that be on Instagram, I roll right past that shit. I can't even click on it. I gotta scroll right past it. Word. So, rest in peace, Nip, man. Real shit. Aramaeus. Rest in peace. All right. Again, rest in peace, Nip. Let's go to Miss FB FG. What did I put in the goddamn, in the title? FGB? Hold on, did I do it wrong? Boy, Mike. FBG. FBG. Alright, I got it right in the title, goddammit. Turn up today music, but just watch the video. Nah. Yeah, facts. Facts. Let me cut this music off. Facts, facts.
Of these murder charges, these five men face a minimum of life in prison and a potential death sentence. They're also charged with assaulting the two other victims, as well as firearm offenses. If these five men got life in prison, how would you feel?
If they got life in prison, I don't want to be. I don't want them to get the death sentence. I don't hate them that much. So if life in prison is the least they can get, so be it. My son is dead. They gave my son the death sentence. I don't want that for them. What I want and what I hope, because they young. They still have their whole life ahead of them. Maybe they can start up some program, mentor kids so other kids won't follow in their footsteps. You know what I'm saying?
If convicted of these murder charges, these five men face a minimum of life in prison and a potential death sentence. They're also charged with assaulting the two other victims as well.
Okay, well, I'm up there making some baked chicken, but I'm going to throw that barbecue sauce on that. But, I mean, if y'all want to call in, the number's up 319-527-6193. That takes a strong woman to feel that way. It takes a very strong female to mother to forgive. I don't think I could have, because like she said, they gave her son the death penalty. But then again, she knew what type of stuff her son was into, and I guess the kind of music that he was putting out. But he was a real smart kid too, and from what I'm hearing, he was trying to help, change people's lives. You know what I'm saying? On that type of time, you know what I'm saying? Real smart young dude. I don't know, but you said she had it out for that guy. I guess so. Mike, I eat late as hell. Hey man, I've been trying to eat a little healthy too, man. You know, I've been on my cleansing shit. I'm just smoking weed right now. And I had some shit. I took a couple of pulls. That shit had me high for like 3 hours, son. My shit just came down. That's why I ain't go live. Word is born. So, I'm not even drinking. So I'm drinking a lot of green tea, my super greens and shit. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to make the baked chicken. I was just going to make, cut up some onions and green peppers and, red peppers and green peppers and saute some, vegetables. I like mixed vegetables and shit. Eat that with some potatoes, a little bit of rice in there. Boom. But I seen that bird in there, so I cut the shit up and just kept the breast and just made, so I'm gonna make that. But I'm trying to eat a little healthier now, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, Mega, I already knew you was gonna respond, nigga. I know you on that type of time, so I'm just trying to change. You know what I'm saying? So definitely my eating habits and I gotta get focused too. So I got a lot of stuff ahead of me on the top of the year. A lot of stuff I gotta just really do. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go live once in a while, but I'm taking some time off. I'm going to have to take my time off. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really taking my time off next year. I'll be back, but I just have a lot of important shit to really take care of. And then I'll be back better than ever. And that's a fact. So, all right, I'll check. What's DM? You on this one? Are you talking on this one, Neek? Nick, is it on that one? Man, some grilled squash is bomb. You know what I want? You know what I want to really make is stuffed bell peppers and shit. I want to make that. I never had that. What you put in there? Ricotta cheese and fucking like crab meat and shit like that. I'm gonna need some recipes on that because I love green peppers too. Neek Adams with your big little head. Which this Instagram page or the other one? Because let me unshare. Let me see what the hell she's talking about, and then I'm gonna come right back to y'all. All right, see what the hell you're talking about. Oh, okay, just now. Did you see this? This went right what happened in Baltimore. He killed both his ex-wives and himself. So sad. Let me see. All right, let me share my screen, y'all. Let me see what the hell this is about.
For everybody out there that supported me and really knows what's going on, thank you all.
Wait.
I'm going through a custody battle.
Wait. Before I even play, hold on. Is he going to kill them right now on camera and then himself? I'm not playing that shit on YouTube. Well, I could. I'm just going to have to delete this shit immediately. Is he going to kill himself right now? Please tell me what I'm about to see. Is he about to kill him live on Instagram? Now I might get some Zatarain's dirty rice for the stuffed bell peppers. But I want something else inside the bell peppers. Is he going to kill them, Neek? Get your fat ass. All right.
We'll be doing this, but I'll make it quick. For everybody out there that supported me, that really knows what's going on, thank you all. I've been going through a custody battle. I've been going through having my ex-wife say I molested my children and all kinds of craziness. Been fighting for custody for 3 years. So, you know, shit has been real crazy. What's up, Oliver? You know about this. Going through it with my ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. So, started dating somebody new, and she got pregnant, and, we got in a fight. First thing she does is threatening that she's going to do the same thing. You're never going to see your kids, blah, blah, blah. It's the holidays, man. I don't have no family, nothing. Anyway, I just did something crazy, man. I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, yo. Felt like a dream. Like, I never thought I would be that guy. I can't go to prison, so the person that really started my depression and all of this is my ex-wife. So she next, and then I'm going to do myself too, but I just wanted to say this to people. Don't play with people's emotions, man. Don't lie on these men. Oh, here's my ex-wife right here.
Whoa. Hold on. I need that to process for a minute. That's crazy. Where is he calling from? Baltimore. Let me look up the article real quick, and I'll share it too. So, man, Baltimore, let me put Baltimore, man, kills wife. How many people he killed? He killed three people. His ex-wife in itself, too. All right, his kills ex-wives and himself. Hold on, let me see if this... That was 6 hours ago. Oh, nigga. That's real shit. Hold on, man. Kills girlfriend, ex-wife, then himself in a spate of violence. Wow, hold on. I'm going to share my screen once I... Hold up. Someone's not playing, son. Wow, let me share my screen, man. That's fucking crazy. Wow.
Howard County Police were called to the 7300 block of Eden Grove Drive here in Columbia just after 2 o'clock today. A call came in that shots had been fired in the area. When our officers arrived, they found two people deceased in the vestibule of an apartment building here in the area. What we now believe is that that was a domestic-related murder-suicide. We believe that the suspect, who was male, came to the area, sought out the female victim, shot and killed her, and then shot and killed himself. Right now, we're still working to identify next of kin. So once that's been done, then we'll be able to identify the people involved. But at this point, we're not able to do that. We have confirmed that both of them are in their early 40s. We understand that this suspect came from having committed a similar crime, a domestic homicide, in Baltimore City a short time before he came to Howard County. We received the call to come to this area for shots fired at 2:07 this afternoon. The call was dispatched to officers at 2:08. Officers arrived on scene at 2:14, and then at 2:22, Howard County Police were notified by Baltimore Police that there was a post on social media that indicated the suspect's intention to come to Howard County. But of course, by then, both the victim and the suspect were already deceased. So that's all the information that we have at this point, but I'm happy to take questions.
Can you talk about that social media post? Was that a live stream?
Is it an echo?
I'll have to.
Can y'all let me know if it's an echo? If it is, I'll play it over and mute my mic.
Have you asked Baltimore Police about what they saw on social media that prompted them to call us? Our detectives are working with their detectives
to
get access to whatever it was that prompted them to make that call, but we do understand that there was a video. Whether it was live or recorded, I don't have that information at this point.
And can we... Is there any more about the nature of the relationship? Is it like girlfriend, wife? I mean, there are two, it's not like two female victims. Are they family? Are they romantic interests?
It's my understanding that the relationship with the female victim in the city was kind of a girlfriend to this suspect. The woman here who was a victim in Howard County was his ex-wife, as far as we understand.
Is it someone who was on police radar? Let me ask this first. Is the suspect from Howard County or Baltimore or other?
They're still working to confirm all of the details about their identities, and I don't know where he's been living at this point, whether he was in the city or here in Howard County.
So then is he on the county's radar at all? Has he had problems with him prior?
I don't have any information about a criminal history, but he certainly wasn't on our radar currently for any reason.
This wasn't an officer, was it? Fair enough.
As far as I'm aware, I haven't heard anything about that. I think that's all there is to say. Anything else? If you guys think of anything else, you can always shoot me a message. Yeah.
Wow. Let me go back to that. Let's go back. What? Let's go back.
For everybody out there that supported me and really knows what's going on, thank you all. I've been going through a custody battle. I've been going through having my ex-wife say I molested my children and all kinds of craziness. Been fighting for custody for 3 years. So, shit has been real crazy. What's up, Oliver? You know about this. Going through it with my ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. So, start dating somebody new, and she got pregnant, and we got in a fight. First thing she does is threatening that she's going to do the same thing. You're never going to see your kids, blah, blah, blah. The holidays, man, I don't have no family, nothing. Anyway, I just did something crazy, man. I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, yo. Felt like a dream. Like, I never thought I would be that guy. I can't go to prison, so the person that really started my depression and all of this is my ex-wife. So she next, and then I'm going to do myself too, but I just wanted to say this to people. Don't play with people's emotions, man. Don't lie on these men.
Oh, here's my ex-wife right here. Today's the day. I'll be doing this, but I gotta make it quick.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Hold on, let me unshare because I don't know how this is gonna okay, cool. Let me save that. And let me go to my saves. Well, if I would love to have this conversation with y'all. I would like to have a small panel. You know what? This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna open the video floor now. You don't have to get on video, but I'm gonna put the link in, and I'm gonna have a panel on that because these are situations, crucial situations that need to be talked about. You know, let me get the link and I'll put it out. Let me see. Let me put the link in there. Y'all don't have to get on camera. Y'all can just talk. So this is the stream, y'all. Y'all can come right on here and chop it up with the family. Yeah, mental health is something to deal with. Like, it's saying check my internet connection. Oh, my shit is up. Right. Hold on. Okay, they go the link right there. I think seeing a therapist, going to seek help or speak to somebody, I think that is a great thing. I'm starting to realize that. I feel like I need to speak to somebody too in some instances. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of time to myself to think. And, you know, just like, you know, those accusations and, you know, sometimes women can do terrible things and use their kids as a pawn. I'm going through that right now with my son Amari. I can't even contact my son. My mother, for me, speaking to my mom, telling her, you know, I wanted to, you know, speak, you know, I wish I could speak to him, this, that, and the third. And my mom took upon herself to call my child's mother. I didn't even know. I really didn't even know. But my child's mother knew my mother's number because they used to speak all the time. She's not even picking up my mother's phone number, my mother's phone call. I could see if I really did something really effed up to you. I know we was together for like 15 years and, you know, we did grow apart. We did come to an agreement that we was just co-parenting. We had that, but I feel like, you know, I could take partial blame. I could take partial blame on certain things that transpired. You know, nothing physical, nothing like to harm her, none of that stuff. And I just think, you know, the water spilled over, like she reached her boiling point. But damn, like, I can see if I was abusing your ass, I could see it just something happened. Somebody gave her a call, sent her a picture, what me and that girl was doing. So that was some violating shit, but I couldn't control that. I couldn't control it. I couldn't control that person from doing those things. You know, and meeting somebody else, like, you know, I will take full responsibilities for what I'm going through right now. I'm not the full blame, but I'm literally taking full responsibilities for my actions. Am I hurt? Did I cry so much? That's the only thing that makes me cry is my children, my kids. Everything else, I could suck it up, but when it comes to mine, that shit, it touched something, you know. But I'm gonna put Jay Smooth in. Peace King, you know. But I would never go to that extent to kill somebody. But probably a thought may cross your mind. Like she need her ass whooped or something like that. But I can. I mean, everybody is different. They mental capacity. You know what I'm saying? They sanity. Everybody has a different level of sanity whereas, you know, some people, they can reach their capacity fast and then they just, you know, go postal like Sun did. But I don't think I could ever do that. And, you know, I give too much of me, but I just move on, man. Just move. You have to move. It's going to hurt, but you have to move on. So I'm in that predicament right now, and I'm not looking back. Continue, Jay. What's up?
What's up, bro? What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, brother. What's up?
Just to piggyback off that, there was a young lady,
in the comments that said that men do this too. And I have to agree that sometimes as men, as we're growing up and we have children, we're immature, we're growing. You know, women mature faster than men. But at the same time, there are women out here who use their kids like chess pieces. And the manipulation, I'm going through it too. My son wants to come live with me.
Right.
And his mother is very verbally abusive to him. Matter of fact, she has other kids, and I feel bad for all of them. But I can only control what goes on with my child.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, women get into these positions where it's like, oh, you're not going to do what I want you to do, so now I'm going to use the kids to basically manipulate you.
Yes.
Into doing what I want you to do and on my terms.
And
a lot of times, you know, we don't think rationally, we react because
right.
we love our children.
Right.
And people don't understand that. They don't understand, like, hey, my hands are tied. I can't do nothing but react. I can't just show up at her house and take my kid because then I'm sitting in jail for kidnapping.
Right.
You know, so we got to play this game and go through the court system. And not only does that affect, you know, that puts wear and tear on the children. Women don't understand. Listen, ladies, I get it. If your baby dad, you know, your child's father is a piece of shit or he's not there for the kids, I understand the frustration.
Right.
But the worst thing you could ever do is put that kid in a position to where, because kids aren't stupid. They hear and see everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're sitting in the background, they hear everything you say. When you think the door's shut and you think they're not paying attention, all that stuff you be saying about the father, the kids hear it. They know it. And they're going to grow up. And one of two things is going to happen. They're going to realize the truth and resent the mother.
That's right.
Or they're going to grow up thinking that their dad is what their mother says the situation is.
That's right.
And that and you're hurting the family, man. You're hurting the, if you don't want to be with him, if he's moved on and he's happy, and you moved on, hey, man, let that man be a father, man.
I'm going to go get my stuff from Jersey. This one, I'm going to go get my computer. I had to get a police escort, right? And yeah. I seen my son through the window. She put my stuff on a back patio. But that big-ass bed she's sleeping in, I brought that TV, big flash screen, everything that she's utilizing in that house came out of my pocket. But anyway, she put my stuff on the back patio. I see my son through the back door window. So he's saying, I'm sorry, this, that, and the third. But the police, man, it was so crazy. But the police was like, all right, you got to hurry up and take your stuff downstairs. So I took it downstairs. So as I'm taking my stuff downstairs, I didn't know my son is upstairs spazzing because I left and went downstairs. So I bring my stuff to the car. I come back. I'm walking up the stairs. I'm like, I'm hearing my child's mother crying. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I go upstairs a little bit faster. What was going on? I hear my son in the house throwing shit and breaking shit and all this shit. And they won't even let me go hug my son. I'm not gonna get emotional because I'm past that right now. I'm very past
right.
that.
And
my point about that is, you damaging him. I can see if I was the worst father. I'm the best father. Yep. You know that because you mad at me. Now hold on.
And, yep.
Long story short.
You're the one.
Look,
be the one.
Now check it out. In the state of New Jersey, I could show y'all the fucking police report. There was no physical, no hitting, no nothing, none of that. He just wanted me out. But I've been living there. I'm on the lease. All that shit. Everything always goes to the women's favor. Long story short, everything got dismissed. Went to court. Everything got dismissed. And guess what? After shit got dismissed, I can't even call her to speak to my son. I have to go through the fucking courts just to get visitation. There's a for life restraining order. And I said to the judge over the phone, I'm like, I'm pretty sure you had so many worse cases where they stalking the child's mother. They're going back to the house. They're beating her up. Why are you treating my case as if it's one of those really harsh cases? So it's fucking bananas. That shit will make me go postal, but because I see my son hurting. He's hurting.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Trust me. I'm going same thing, bro. My son, hey, man.
Oh,
I've never,
God.
When my son first told his mom that he wanted to live with me. She literally texted him and started telling him, throwing in his face all the stuff she brought for him, all the stuff she was paying for and this and this and that. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with why. I said, obviously, that right there should tell you the money is not what is keeping him, what is not what wants him to be in your home.
Right.
You can buy him everything in the world. If he's not happy, it's not going to mean anything.
That's right.
And I told him, I said, listen, keep the child support. Just give me my son. You can keep collecting the child support. I don't care. I care about his mental well-being. I care about his happiness.
Right.
I don't care about the money. You can keep the child support money. I won't even go to court. I won't even change anything.
Right.
You can have it. But my thing is this. People, women don't understand that the games they play when their kids are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, when them kids turn 21, 22, 23, and they don't want nothing to do with you, and you wonder why, and you sitting on Facebook and sitting around all your friends talking about, he turned my son against me, he turned my daughter against me. No, 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 baby girl. The truth came out.
That's right.
Your child realized what was going on.
That's
your
right.
child understood, finally understood what exactly was happening all those years that you were sitting there putting venom and putting malicious thoughts into their heads.
That's right.
So, women, please, women that are in the chat, I know sometimes these conversations can get y'all riled up. I know sometimes these conversations can get y'all at a point where, please listen. Just listen. Do not put your kids in them situations. Don't do it because it will backfire. It will backfire. In this particular case where this man went and killed his ex-wife, it can backfire in so many different ways. In so many different ways. I don't condone what he did. I'm not saying it's right. But I can say this. I understand.
Now,
I understand.
Now, hold on. I got you right now, Sean. Now, I'm looking in the chat now. Angelique and Cameron something. Not Cameron Jackson. It's a Cameron. Cameron Jackson 2009. It's two of y'all. Cameron Jackson Dunham. I hope you're not one of those trolls, but I'm gonna go to you, Angelique. You said men do the same thing when they are the custodial parents. You said men too. Please stop. See, here's the thing: the majority of the times, it happens to men. We are not. So this is the thing that I dislike is the Me Too thing. You too. It shouldn't have to be that way. It's a flip side to every coin. But y'all are the main ones who does that. You know, just like y'all quick to say men ain't shit, they dogs, they'll take care of their kids. What about the females who keep the men away from their child and then complain that they ain't doing shit? Like, you can be that reason why those things are not happening. Like, I swear to God, I'm going to go right back to me. Right now, with my daughter's mother, they down south. They want me to come down there. I'm not going down there. I'm not going down there because if me and you can't be mentally cohesive or on one accord, how can we move from Queens to down south and things will be, it will be the same. Like, because we didn't change anything. We can move to Bahamas and still bring that toxic shit to the Bahamas. We have to mentally be on one accord. She thinking from an emotional standpoint. I'm thinking about saving these kids and how they're going to grow up. Like, we can't be together if we can't fix each other. So I'm not going, and I'm about to get my shit together. Sean, go ahead. And this is the last time I'm saying shit about my situation. Y'all know too much about me anyway. Sean, the floor is yours. God damn it.
Basically, I was addressing the thing talking about it being a father's thing. How often do you know a father have custody? I mean, I got custody, but that's rare. So what I'm saying, so and fathers don't even play that kind of game. You don't do that even when you're okay, that's some emotional stuff right there. You got three women up there, and all of us been through the whole where the woman hides the kids from them. I don't know no dude that ever done that to them. I don't know too many dudes that got custody. I'm trying to figure out what is she talking about. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is, they don't know how, like you were saying, They don't know how to protect you, Father.
Right.
Because you have the power.
Yep.
You don't have the power. The court is on your side. I went to court to try to get custody before I won it. My daughter's mother was in a shelter. And I had an apartment, and they still gave custody to her.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
You feel what I'm saying? So,
that's crazy.
That young lady in there, she don't know what she's just upset at something, but she's not talking back.
Well, on that, I'm not going to dismiss her. I'm not going to dismiss what she's saying,
right,
because I'm sure in some scenarios that's the case. But at the same time, we're talking statistically. We're talking numbers. 80% of women have custody of the child. The child is put, and like you said, nothing short of the woman physically abusing the child, being a crackhead, those are the only circumstances where the father will get custody of the child, and you got to prove it. Yeah, you got to prove it. Like, you got to prove it. Like, you got to have her on camera with a crack pipe in her hand holding a newspaper from the day, and like, you got to literally prove it. And it's crazy because only the men, the deadbeat dads, they don't get all the crazy talk. They don't get all the crazy text messages. They don't get all the threats. The dads who want to be a part of their kids' life.
That's
the
right.
Fathers who actually are there, who are trying, who are literally going back and forth with the mother just to be a part of the child's life.
That's right.
Those are the ones who suffer the most. Those are the ones who got to go through mental anguish, who got to go through all that stuff. Now, I'm not saying, Angelique, please do not take what I'm saying as we're talking. You're these three men are just a small amount of the men who really go through this.
Right.
We're not trying to say that what you're saying isn't true, because I'm sure there are some cases where that's 100% fact. The majority. We're part of the majority as far as how it's handled, and we're part of the minority as far as the men who actually want to do right by their kids.
That's a goddamn right. That's exactly it. Angelique.
You know what I'm saying?
Angelique, only thing I would ask you to do, click on the link and talk, because
yeah,
we're not saying that you're wrong, there's an even playing field here. You understand?
Yeah, we need to hear your side. We need to hear what you know what I'm saying? We need to hear from you, because I'm sure there are men who spitefully get custody of their kids and then try to dangle it like meat over a woman's head. I get it.
Can I say something?
But we're talking.
I'm sorry to cut your wisdom. I've noticed something a lot. I noticed a lot of stuff when we have certain situations, like conversations where we really need the women to speak, they don't. But they will complain about it. All right, you know what I mean? Like, this certain situation, man ain't shit, this and that. Let's have a panel. Let's really talk about it. Let us you want people to hear your side. Here's the floor. Let's talk about it. Don't complain about it. Let's talk about it. See what the problems are.
Yeah.
Let's work on some solutions. Y'all don't speak up, but y'all complain about it, but don't want to have no solutions to the problem.
Because not all, you're right. Because not all women keep their kids away from their father. Not all women do.
Yo, does anybody know a father that puts their children away from the mother? I don't know it.
Nah.
I don't.
I
can't
say I do.
Besides y'all situation, do you know a mother that
kept
the kids away from the father?
Do I know a woman that hell fucking yeah.
I know plenty.
And yep. And my boy is taking care of his daughter. The girl that he was with, demon. Want to keep the child. He's about to give him up. And he took the child. Like, he's taking care of his own daughter. And it seemed like when men get their, when they get their child, take care of their child, it has to be something that the mother didn't want to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if there's no other option, like, she want to give up, then the father can take the goddamn child.
That's my situation.
Crazy.
Crazy, man. It's
Wow.
And that's crazy, man. And here's the worst part about my situation. My kid's mother has three other kids with different men. I raised the three other kids. I raised them. They look at me like I'm their father. and they see what's going on with me and my son and his mom and even the other kids, because she has an older daughter who's 18 getting ready to graduate, and the daughter even said, I don't know why my mom treats you like this. You've been the best thing that's ever happened in our life. I don't know why she treats you like this. It's sad, man. And y'all women think that y'all are doing it, and it's not going to be any repercussions. Like, listen, I watched it in my own family. I watched it in my own family. That's why I'm saying, I'm talking from experience. I'm not talking out my ass. I'm not talking off of somebody else's situation. I'm talking from experience, watching it happen in my own family. And I have cousins who grew up that later on resented their mother because their mother didn't want to let their father see them behind some child support money. I'm like, hold on. Let me get this straight. Even if he gave you the money, what does that have to do with the relationship?
That's right.
Nothing at all. The money has nothing to do with the relationship. Yes, he should handle his business. Yes, let the court handle the child support part. But don't stop the relationship. Do not put a monetary price on your kid's happiness.
Insanity. Because you're being very fucking selfish. So you don't even care about how your child is going to grow up mentally, how he may hate women, you know what I mean, or whatever, but because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. That's very selfish. And sometimes women know how it feels to have a father that's not there. You could have went through it. So now you want to put your children through it. Like, you don't even think about his mental stability. So some women can be very fucking selfish. And how is it the men that's going through it, like us three that's on this fucking panel, why that don't get broadcasted? All we get is the flip side of the statistics that we ain't shit, we don't do shit. There's a lot of men who's going through this shit right now. And women being the most selfish, egotistical, narcissistic bitches that they can be. And again, some, I'm not saying all. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, man. Nah, I might be 100%.
Then when dudes give up, they say, well, you ain't hard enough or whatever. So you should have to fight for that.
Right.
That's your right.
Yep.
I've seen dudes like, your ex, I give up.
Right. And the courts don't even give a fuck about you. So when you put us in the court, they like to see this shit. Son, they didn't even let me hug my boy. They ain't give a fuck about that shit. Just hurry up and get my shit.
I want to know if y'all women know something. I'm going to ask y'all a question real quick. Do y'all know that when you set up child support, this is just something that maybe you didn't know. I just found this out. Do you know that when you set up child support on your father, on your kid's father, and he pays it, you don't get all of that money? A percentage of it goes to the child support agency, and another percentage of it goes to the court. So basically, you are literally taking money out of your kid's mouth by doing that. You're literally paying the...
So your man must have froze up.
Or,
even if that do it though, the court gets some of that. Not going
to collect. You freezing up.
Money. Oh. Who freezing up? Me or Sean?
You. I was chopping up.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
Chanel P said, that's not true. I mean, it could be true. It depends on what certain state you're in. Every you know what I mean? Every state has their own, you know, they own laws that they
implement.
Mine's
through Virginia.
Right.
Mine is through Virginia. So I know for sure Virginia gets a percentage of that, for sure. that's a fact.
where all the other ladies at? Y'all, what's up? Y'all don't have to get on camera. Or what you can do, you can call in the number, 319-527-6193, to make it even better, because Angelique is trying to get in here, but her device is not connecting. So, Angelique, I'm going to put the number in right now. Hold on. even though it's scrolling at the bottom of the screen. But
oh yeah. It's
you try to find me some that got custody, that's kind of odd. They killed them from the mother. That ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it's just sad. Angelique, the number is right there, so you could call in instead of having to get on camera or whatever. Yeah, man, this is a crazy situation, man. I don't know, man. This is, you know.
My ex-wife took my old summer. I really almost went back to the old way. You know what I'm saying? I was out on a daily basis when it happened.
Right.
You don't know where your kid's at, all that stuff. Like, no man should have to go not knowing where your kid's at.
Right.
I know what's going on. It could be enough to have how much time on the news that pops up? It's just down left and right. The father and the mother is doing stuff behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
My son told me that his mother new boyfriend or whatever the person she's engaged to who's laying in my bed watching my TV and all that shit is mine. But he said to me that he grabbed him one day. It was yelling in his face, like yelling and spitting in his face. Not like spit, but you know, when you yell, spit come out of his mouth, just down the third. And, you know, when he told me that, I remember sitting in the bathroom and I wanted to like jump in that car, go over that GW bridge. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I really wanted to just really do something real horrible, but I couldn't.
Hey, bro. I feel you.
Yeah.
That return that you got to have because you want to be a father to your child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fucking sad, man. I thought you was going to call in. Angelique was good. I put the number up there. Ladies, hold on. I want to speak to the ladies, though. Like, I'm not trying to start anything, but I feel like there should be a balance in this conversation. But if this topic was on men who don't do shit for their children, I'm pretty sure some of y'all would have been in here like crazy. I think it would have been at least three of y'all on the line. Can't wait to talk about Ray Ray and Tay Tay.
So they had the whole mind jammed up.
Exactly. So when it's time for, this is the thing I'm starting to notice a lot, that taking accountability is a non-factor with some women. It's all right to say, you know what, maybe I need to fix my attitude. Maybe I need to change my ways. You know, it's okay to say sorry. It seems like it's hard for y'all to fucking do so. Very one-sided. And I really paid the, like, how my mind is now. Like, after this, I'm so focused on what I want now. Like, the type of female, if I can't get that, I'm not going to give you all of me. You're only going to get what I'm going to give you. And I'm just going to move on. Like, I'm really studying. I always paid attention with the other head. Now, the head that's on my shoulders has awakened now. Yep. Women have to fix themselves, too. It's not always what the men do. We all need to take accountability for both of our shit. Men, take accountability. Be a fucking man. Be real. If you fucked up, it's okay. It don't make you less than a man for saying sorry and making up to the person or start doing 100. Better. But women, you have to start admitting shit, too. Take accountability. Yep. It's like it's hard for y'all bitches to do that. It's hard.
Yep.
And I got to the point where I don't even like women. And I don't mean I'm jumping over the fence. I'm going to, you understand what I'm saying? Y'all got me to the point where I don't even like y'all like that. It is, it's real. Sorry, my experience. I'm tired of y'all bitches.
And I'm going to tell you, like, Mike hit the nail on the head. Like, sometimes, like,
we have to, as men, we grow and mature as we get older. And if you're a real man, if you're a real man about your business, you can look back and say, okay, I really wasn't the best nigga. You know, I wasn't really on top of my game like I was supposed to be. And you can go back and say, hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for, you know, dropping the ball. I gotta pick it up. You know, I gotta do what I gotta do to make things better. Don't kick a man if you already see that he's already accepting responsibility for his lack of responsibility. Like, you got, man, y'all gotta, it's a matter of everyone grows. And some people grow at a different rate, at a different pace.
Right.
But if you see a man trying, don't try to kick his legs from under him, man. Support him. Even if you don't like, you ain't got to like somebody to support him. You ain't got to be like, oh, you my best friend, to say, okay, you know what? I see you doing better. I see, you know, you coming over here on a regular basis now. You picking him up every weekend or you doing stuff with him. Let that be the foundation. And let it help him build from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, just because you're not together doesn't mean that y'all can't build together. Build that child up together. Support each other when it comes to that child.
Absolutely. Yo, J Smooth, hold on. We got somebody from Detroit. What up, though? What's good? 313 area code.
That's me, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. What's up? Talk to me.
It's Angelique. I'm saying, this is my first time calling on one. It's echoing in my ear. Okay, let me sit right here. Let me get my nerves right. Yeah, I'm just saying that I think it's the power. It doesn't matter which parent, whether it's the mother or the father, it's whoever has the legal physical custody, or in my case, the sole physical custody, who can run things like that. I mean, I can't tell you in the last. I just woke up to y'all. I can't tell you in the last 15 years the amount of shit I've been through with this dude because he had this power. I still don't understand what they did to me to even remove the children from. I had went to a domestic violence shelter, and these mandated reporters, these people in dual roles, you know, as domestic violence advocates and as mandated reporters. But down through there, I see that a mandated reporter, even though I was in their facility and it was supposed to be a safe place, the law says that they do not have to reveal their suspicions to you, that they just make a claim and then CPS comes and does the investigation. So I guess that's how I got fucked up. You don't know the excruciating agony of having your kids away from you day in and day out with somebody that you have had the experience with, to know that it's not a good spot for them to be in. But the law is all on their side, and he ran with it. And the times he wanted the kids to, you know, this one is the type that if he can get all the money, say like for instance, my kid is on the SSI for he experiences autism. So this dude, I can go and be the one who even filed for the boy to get the check, and then he gets the check every month because he was just he was gonna lose his damn mind about what he was gonna do for finances. So I went and did that, and it's like he had always been like that even before, you know, the kids were removed from my custody. If he can get you to spend your damn money, he ain't gonna do the shit. Like right now, my son is down here with me, 18 now. He got on the same shoes that he'd have had on, let's say for a year, one pair of shoes, and we got that sweaty thank you foot. And I don't appreciate the fucking shit. So until I get my little coins, and he's been getting this, not only the SSI check every month, but you know, they passing out this, what is it called? Child care tax, whatever the fuck it is. They done gave
child care tax.
So why is my boy with them same shoes on money?
I mean,
why is he with the same shoes and this nigga getting all this money? It's just been that type of scenario the whole damn time. And he 4 years older than me. I'm 51. I don't feel like I should have to keep talking to this nigga and saying the same shit to him, you know, all these years later. It's shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I knew that he, and I sincerely believe in my case when you go down through it, because I don't comb the hairs of it. When you go down through it, it don't make no sense except to say that it was money involved, you know, foster care funds are not released until they substantiated case, and they're trying to even the playing field between these fathers with these organizations, Dad's Connection, and all that stuff. They're trying to stop that, where the mothers always automatically get it. So they just did that, in my opinion, and in my experience, they done put a lot of these kids with these fathers just to, you know, I don't want to say shut them up, but just to even the playing field, because I guess in some cases it's not good for the kids to be with the men. We got to keep it one. But I'm just saying, it's about whoever has that custody, whoever has that. It's not just the mother. So please, y'all, that's like a knife in my heart.
I just think it's the person in the situation between that mother and that father, you know. So, you know, one situation can't be the net that grabs every, like, it's just every situation. I get it. There's a flip side to that coin, but I can even say when men pay child support and they want to increase and they use your goddamn your money to get their hair done. Don't even get school supplies for the kids. Yeah. That's a big statistic. That's we talking numbers, statistics. And then they want more money. Well, bitch, I thought you was gonna get my son a haircut. What about the shoes you said in that book bag, right? You're about to start school. Why is your hair done and you still need some more to get some extra stuff for school? Why am I giving you child support, not mother support?
You give them all they need and stuff first. That's what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Like, my hair ain't even done. I'm on the calendar. I feel that too. I'm not gonna. I can't say that, but I'm just saying that I know what I've been through, and you know, it's set up for this. Like this. I don't want to take up too much time, but like this, like when the kid was first born, when I had my first, I got two, my daughter. This guy was getting. We was together. I was on the pool sales. We was in the household together. You know how it go. And then somebody called him on his phone and wanted them to meet him at the church's chicken. Now, here I am walking up to the church's chicken with him, whatever, and this dude, it was a princess server. So he gives him the shit, and then on the paperwork that he gave him, it said, my name, Angelique Ellis, versus, you know, the dad's name, Joe Blow. And I had to file more paperwork against this nigga, and it was hard as hell for me to, in the house after that, for me to say to him, I did not file no paperwork on you. But that's how the state the paperwork, so I imagine some people getting their fucking head blowed off for that. You know, it's a setup, man. And I guess we just gotta do whatever we can do. But I mean, it was wrong for me that night with that dude. I kept saying I did not file no paperwork against you. But if I was him, I would have believed it too, because it has in the paper. My name versus him. But it was them sending it for the child support.
You in Detroit, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all motherfuckers is crazy anyway, so I know the laws is crazy. Y'all gonna be all right, man. I love Detroit now, but y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
But see now, folks be missing it too.
I really went child support. That's all I'm trying to. I really went child support. I'm not buying the whole thing where, oh, they trying to make it. That ain't really happening. Every kid,
yes,
I know
is, bro. Yes, it is. They got these organizations, Dad Connection. Yes, it is happening.
So, well, I ain't really buying it. That's just me, though.
It's really happening. You don't think about stuff. It's really happening. They got fathers challenging that stuff because they've been messed over and different things like that. And like I said, I can't say that I don't understand that. I can't say about the hairdo and the shopping and all, you know, how it can go. I can't say that. But I can say I truly believe that they trying to even the playing field because these dads were challenging that. Like, why is it always us? You know, and I can feel that. Like, right now, I think I'm at 20,000 in child support. And the only way they ever got one dime was when they took my whole $1,200 stimulus and gave it to him. But supposedly. I know he got it. He got it. But I'm saying, it seemed like to me like they were doing a lot of thievery in that, because they had it. It was probably double on the books. you know, to him and then to the friend of the court. And then, but somebody got their palm greased. They stole a lot of that money, in other words.
Look, I don't want to cut you off, but I just want to make something clear of what you just said. Even the playing field, right? I'm going to keep going back to what you said. That's what they're doing. So now you get a taste of what men been going through since the beginning. So I'm sorry. One compared to 164,384 men. I'm just saying, hey, and I'm not even trying to be harsh, and I hope everything works out, but that's just a taste of what black men been going through for decades now. So that's how I look at it.
They had cases where the mother was telling, this lady told me that she knew her husband was molesting his own damn kids. And them people took them kids, and she was so distraught, they took them kids and put them with him anyway.
I'm telling you, that juice out there in the D, it's some fucking crystal flake. Nah, let me stop, man. But yeah, that's a messed up situation. That's effed up, man. It's really crazy.
I mean, they have some fathers organizations right for real. They showed up in my court cases. They have some fathers organizations that are out there. I'm telling you, like, listen, this kid has to stop. And so they listened to him. It was a voice, and they stomped down hard, and they listened to him. And a lot of these times, they just do that shit to you. Just like I'm going to tell anybody on this broadcast right now, you have to know your rights. That was my big ass problem. Didn't know my rights. If you don't know your rights, that's why in the United States it's over 600,000 people are falsely incarcerated, and they do the same shit with this child support thing, just with these kids. It's just all the day's work for them, and they shuffle that paper and they do that shit, and you can just end up all fucked up. So please know your rights. Do not waive your right to a trial. Don't let nobody, no lawyer or no court force you to do that shit. You know, it's a matter of pressure, and you can go through that. They put that shit through, and then you can't even get out. You can't get out. My reputation for this thing has been messed up, and I've never been able to get out of this shit.
Hey, listen,
and I know what I did and didn't want to do. And they just did that shit. I'm telling you, people can pick you up off the street. These people can pick you up off the street. And they write, they stroke that pen. They write them on fucking report on your ass. And then don't do the report. You don't know what the fuck they report.
Miss Angelique.
Yes,
word up, MD2020. Look, Angelique, I want to say thank you. I really appreciate this call. And it really give us, you know, some clarity. So I want to say thank you, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you for letting me come on, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.
All right. All right.
Peace.
Bye bye.
Lord, I don't know.
Yo, somebody.
Somebody on something. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm trying not to go there. BMF out this, but I don't know. Listen.
Hey, fam. She was ready.
Yeah, she was definitely ready. But you see, ladies, you see.
But she's right, though, Mike.
Absolutely.
She was right. You know what I'm saying? She was right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk while I finish these goddamn.
Angelique, I get what you're saying. But like Mike said, you're experiencing a taste of what hundreds and thousands of fathers go through on a regular basis. I've even had a lawyer look me straight in my face. I've had a female lawyer that works for the court system literally tell me, listen, child support is not geared for men. It's not. It's not geared for men. It's not even geared towards the beneficial. Even if you pay child support, you still can not have rights to your child. That's messed up. And all it takes is the mother just to say one little lie, just one little lie, and boom, there it is. You got to give her all you have, your checks, and you can't see your kids. And it's not about the money. It's more about the, hey,
if my life, if my sustainability of life is being altered and I have to work two jobs just to keep a roof over my head, can I at least just have my son a part of my life? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to argue and go back and forth. That's not what, you know, most people don't want that. There are some people who are so toxic, that's all they know how to do. They have no conflict resolution. All they know how to do is argue and talk down, and because that's what they saw their mom do.
Yep.
That's what they saw their mother do with their father.
Yep.
So the pattern just continues until somebody decides to be like, okay, you know what? Nah, we're not going to do this.
That's why I'm glad everything happens for a reason in people's lives. It's just that it's, you know, it's going to come when you have that moment of clarity. When that light bulb finally, like, shines, where you really see everything for what it is. It takes people, it takes longer than others. Mine just happened a few days ago. And I'm a smart motherfucker, but I just really think my clarity just came, like, days ago. And I am just, I'm very focused at this point. And,
but
I'm not going to say too much.
Go ahead. On one note, Mike, what you were saying, bro, don't ever feel, number one, Mike, thank you for, as a man, being able to show your vulnerability when it came to your child.
Absolutely.
A lot of men don't do that. And, Mike, don't you ever feel like you can't cry in front of us? Because, brother, we are here. We here, bro. We support you. We 1,000% understand what you're going through.
Facts.
So don't ever feel like you can't cry or let that out, because, bro, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And they say real men cry in the dark. And sometimes, bro, I've had to cry about my children.
Yeah.
And I've had to have my cry, get it out, and pull my britches, you know what I'm saying, get my boots back firm in the ground and push forward.
Man, I cried that whole summer. My crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What you were saying, Sean?
No, I was saying that whole summer my daughter was gone. I cried. I cried like mad nights.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Fact. And we need to do this more often, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to do this more often where we get to talk and express it. And women, ladies, if y'all listening, hey, man, we need y'all too. We need y'all to come in here and tell us, hey, Kings, it's going to be okay. Not all women are like that.
I was just saying that. I swear, like, I was just thinking that, like, just some women is not nurturers like they should be, or how it was supposed to be like that. Not nurturers.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right. You know what I mean? If you know your man is going through something or hurting, show him that love. So what if y'all just, you know, probably not on the same page at that moment, or usually y'all, you know, y'all don't get along sometimes. But, you know, regardless of the fact, if that's somebody that you claim you love, like, when you see that man is going through something, show him that you're there, that you care, you know, and don't make everything about you. I'm gonna give this one example, very short, and I ain't gonna go into a tangent. You know what I hate about certain women, or this specific one? I don't care if you're listening. I give two fucks. My numbers change, so you can't call me anyway. If I'm going through something like I go through with my you know, with my son shit, and, you know, it's bothering me, and I need to talk to somebody. Sometimes men need somebody to talk to. Sometimes it's just nobody to talk to sometimes. Why you think sometimes, or maybe a little bit more than I should, spill some of my shit with y'all? Sometimes you be needing that comfortability. Sometimes you can't even speak to your own mom. So sometimes you can't even speak to your own girlfriend, who you consider your girlfriend, your child's mother. Like this person makes shit about them. Like, I'm telling you something about me. It's like, me too. I understand, but okay, how do you understand when I'm still in a situation whereas I can't see my son? You didn't see your kids for 3 weeks, and you had them for all these years. I ain't seen my son over a year and counting. How is it the same? There's nothing the same about that, but everything is me too, me too, me too. Bitch, this is about me at the moment. I'm coming to you because I need that comfortability. I need that nurturement, or that I'm going to be all right shit. Everybody needs that once in a while. But if you don't get it, then you just act. I don't know. I'm just so y'all understand. I'm just so tired.
Fire it
y'all.
Up.
I'm yes.
Yeah, bro. And you got
it.
Sometimes
tired,
it's so bad, you keep it for years. It's years and years of build
tired.
Up. And you just like, man, like, where's the break at? Where's the light at the end of the tunnel with this, man? This is a child. This ain't no. We ain't over here arguing over no who get to keep the couch and who gets the TV. We talking about a human life that depends on both of us.
Yep.
The child needs both aspects. He needs the nurturing from his mother, and
right.
he needs the guidance from his father.
Facts.
And when he don't get both, that's when you end up having little boys who grow up and want to wear dresses, and then you have little girls who want to grow up and think that being on a pole is the type of that attention from men. Because usually when women, little girls go up and they jump on a stripper pole, it's because they want the attention from the men. It's the lack of attention they got from their father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that lack of guidance from their father. They look for it. And they look for it anywhere.
Dude,
y'all women don't realize that sometimes.
Do you think women that didn't have fathers in their lives because of the daddy issues that they had, they put it on their child to bear? Like, it's like, fuck that. I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to make you go through that too. Because it seemed like that's what it is. If you know how it feels to not have your daddy there, even though you and your child's father, y'all just have a child or kids with each other, but y'all not seeing eye to eye. Maybe he cheated. Maybe you cheated. Whatever the case may be. You know the experience of not having a father. Why would you not let that man be in that child's life if he really wants to be in that child's life? What he's going through has nothing to do with y'all too. That son, that daughter needs that child in his life.
Yeah.
So is it something that females do on purpose, knowing the psychological trauma that happens when that father's not there? Are you being selfish and saying, fuck that, my daddy wasn't there. So when this nigga fuck up, I ain't let him see my child either. Are y'all doing that on purpose? I would like to know. What y'all think?
I don't think purpose. I think, like, when your father's not there, whatever goes through as a child, it affects everybody different. It made me want to be the best father because my father wasn't there.
Goddamn right. Same here.
Right. Yeah.
My
yeah.
wife wasn't there, and she chose to not really care. The father was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it affects people. I think what you're saying is the emotion gets to them and
right.
nothing matters.
Right.
When nothing gets to them, it's like, that's whatever. Like, I got to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's women have a selfish nature. And it's not always a real bad thing, but they are selfish by nature. I think.
Yeah.
It becomes about them, not even they're more important than what's best for the child. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, Sean, that selfishness comes from the lack of having that representation in their life. That lack of representation from their father or vice versa, whatever. I'm going to say whatever parent is absent, that the lack thereof is what makes them selfish because they crave it. They crave, they miss that. So they become 21, 22, having, you know, they have kids. And because they didn't get the attention from their father, they're a baby having a baby, and they're craving the same attention. And they get to these guys, yeah, they get with men who probably didn't have a father that don't know how to give that fatherly attention. They know how to hit and run. That's it. Like, bro, I'm talking from experience. I'm talking about when I was in my 20s. I was wild, man.
Right.
I ain't gonna even lie. I was out here doing some wild stuff and not being the most responsible father. I can say that now. At 42 years old, I can look back and say, okay, yeah, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. But at the very same time, we all play our part, and it's up to us to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, okay, I need to get this on track. And sometimes it takes a lot of self-awareness.
That's right.
Some people don't have self-awareness. Some people don't have the discipline to have self-awareness.
That's right. That's why I'm glad these conversations is being had. And I think we definitely need to have more, because the more we have these discussions, the more people feel comfortable on talking about it. Then it'll be a full panel. I always feel this way, that we complain about the issues that black people have, but are afraid to talk about it, so we can't have this conflict and resolution conversation. So whereas everybody has similar stories, somebody may, you can identify with, and something might hit you, be like, you know what, I need to change up a little bit. Maybe it is me. You know, let me have a serious talk with my child's father. No sex involved or whatever, but just, you know, as a mother, to be thinking about the child. So sometimes we have to mentally grow up. It doesn't matter if you're 45 years old. That don't, the number of your age say you're grown, but your mentality could be totally different. So it really doesn't matter.
Right, 100%.
That's right. 100%, so. I think that we need to have these discussions whereas we can fix our household. Why don't you sit down and speak to your son? How do you feel that your dad is not here? See how he feels. And ask, do you feel like, how do you feel like if it's mommy fault or daddy fault, not just my fault, but how do you see, you know, just see how they feel. And then you try to work on it and make things better. Now, if the nigga don't want to be in the child's life, that's a total different story. We talking about the motherfuckers who show initiative. And you know that they will love to be in their child's life. Yep. Build that bridge back.
Yep.
That's it. Ladies, think about the children.
Y'all are the liaison. Ladies, y'all are the liaison. Y'all, if y'all have custody of the child, like Mike said, ask them how they feel. Because sometimes when a kid doesn't have a relationship, listen, being a weekend dad, it's hard to build a certain relationship with your kids because you want to be, when your kid is with you, you want to have as much fun as possible, and you try to cram as much knowledge and information into your kid in those 2 to 3 days that you have them on the weekend. Ladies, y'all are liaison for that in-between time because your kid will come to you and say, hey, you know, I want to do this with dad, but, you know, he blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all have to be able to talk with your children and communicate with the father or vice versa and be able to sort those kinds of things out.
Without dropping any damn poison in his fucking mind. Instead of bad talking.
Like,
go ahead, son.
No, I was going to say, just like Jay-Z said, when the family feuds, we all lose.
That's right.
Everybody loses.
One thing about my mom's and my father, never been there in my fucking life. I seen my fucking father at least 5 times in my whole life. I could probably say 5, maybe 6, but the number didn't reach 10. Okay? And every time my mother always spoke highly of my father. She never said anything disrespectful. She could have. She could have said a whole bunch of stuff. But my mom's never poisoned my mind to make me hate my father. He wasn't there. She understood. But she never made it, like, it was just always good. Even though we know the situation, she never talked bad about him, at least to me, to make me hate him or anything like that. She just never just fed me those words, man. And I always respected my mom's for that, too. Always have.
That's the old school one.
That's right.
The woman.
You said, yep. I was just about to say what Sean said. That's from a different generation. Because let me tell y'all something. This is 1,000% fact, man. My mom never spent one dime of the child support money my dad paid. When that child support money came, my mom gave it directly to me. She never. I put it on my kids. I put it on God. My mom never spent that money on herself or for anything in the house. When that child support money came, my mom put it in my hands.
Dope.
I do you one better.
Yes,
my father wasn't even on.
No, my mom, listen, check it out. My mom didn't put my dad on child support. The state put my dad on child support. My mom was on welfare. And then they started that system where if you were on welfare, they could track the father down.
Yeah.
My mom never chased after him. Bro, here's the crate, bro. My mom and dad worked together. My mom told him, I needed a new bed. You know what he told my mom? I just got these new rims on the car. I gotta make the payments and blah, blah, blah. That's 1,000% fact. Not only did I let, my mom never told me none of this stuff until I was grown,
right.
Like grown with my own kids.
Right.
She said, I never wanted you to look at him in any other way. Me and my dad don't have a relationship because of what he did with me and my mom. Because I got to a point where I could forgive that. But what I did was say, hey, Dad, you messed up with me. Why don't you have a relationship
with my kids? That's right.
Make
it up.
With your grandkids.
Right.
But he couldn't even do that.
Wow.
So, like, ladies, please know this. There's a script, there's a verse in the Bible that basically says the sons will pay for the sins of their father. And basically, that really means the stuff that you don't learn from your dad when a dad is not present, those are the things that show up in a child when they get out in the world when they become grown.
That's right.
And they end up dealing with having difficulties and having stumbling blocks dealing with certain things because they don't know how. Some kids don't know how to deal with their emotions because
right.
they've never had a father. And some young men don't know how to deal with their emotions because
right.
they don't know, hey, you know what? My pops used to just walk away. My pops used to just be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to take a walk real quick. These young men that's out here killing one another, 9 times out of 10, they never learn how to deal with conflict resolution or their own emotions.
That's right. Absolutely.
And don't get it twisted. We all have emotions. We all lose our shit from time to time. But at the same time, if you ever had any kind of structure, if you had any kind of basis or foundation of real love in the home, you absolutely know what it's like to have to say, you know what? Let me take a step back. Let me not react. Let me just take a step back and say, okay, you know what? Here's what I could lose. If I do something stupid right now, here's who and what it will affect in the future.
That's right. This is what I want to try to do. I want, because I'm gonna close out. I want both of y'all to close out, and then I'm gonna say my words, and then I'm out. I want to start with Sean. Close out, however short or however long you wanna say it. Just close out on this whole situation and whatever solution, whatever you just want to say about this subject. Just close out. Start with Sean.
Basically, I think it starts out with who you're choosing. My main thing is you got to out. This just goes to men and women. When you get that dude, when you get that woman, look at the parent.
Oh, my God.
Look at it. Because that's probably where, you know what I'm saying, the apple don't fall off the tree.
Oh, my God. Say that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Look at
hey,
the parent.
You get an amen on that one, bro.
A fucking man.
You get an amen.
That shit made
that
me want to say something right now. But go ahead. I swear, son. You hit it on the head. Go ahead.
Hey, man, bro. That's real.
Sean, I mean, go ahead, Jay.
Honestly, ladies, take what the three men that you're seeing in front of you now, take what we're saying, understand what we're saying, or try to, at least try to understand what we're saying as fathers. Every man isn't perfect. Every situation doesn't work out. You're going to break up. You're going to find somebody new. You're going to have a life. Just make sure that you make it an enjoyable life, and as much as a comfort. If the father's not already in the home, the kid is hurting off that already. But don't make it to where the child can't see their father. And if you're a father out there that has custody of your kids, hey, man, let me say something about a woman. If a woman is naturally nurturing, so if the child is not there, she's already hurting naturally. It's just a natural instinct. We've got to stop making things difficult. We have got to start putting the children first, really saying that. You can say that, but when you really put the kids first, it will show. It will show. And that's all I got, Mike.
Hey, man. Oh, man, I feel like everything happens for a reason. I'm going to change this title. And sure. I just need everyone in here to please let your kids hear this broadcast. Sit down with your children. Sit like you know how ladies be having your little nights out and shit. You know what I mean? The girls sit around and drink, and y'all start talking bad about fucking men and shit like that. However, it's all cool. It's all good. Everybody has their reasons for what they do. Play this shit. Play this.
Play this.
Go ahead.
If you got teenage boys, if you got teenage boys,
yeah,
between the ages of 15 and 19, if you have a son that's a young man that just had a kid, that has a young infant, let him hear this.
Yes.
Let him hear what can happen or how it can go. So he can avoid all those obstacles and get it from the get game from the generation that came before him.
Oh, this shit is well said. I'm not even going to touch that. Sean, I'm going to say thank you, Jay Smooth. You already know. You've been fucking with me for a long time, man. But I thank y'all fellas, man. I really appreciate y'all, y'all wisdom, man. Thank you.
For sure, bro. For sure, anytime.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, man, this was beautiful. I want to say this before I close out. This is going to be very short and sweet. Your energy is all you have. Your vibe, your sanity. Sometimes you may have to look at yourself like, listen, I understand there's kids involved and stuff like that. I have to do me. I have to get my shit together. I have to get my mind right. I have to protect my sanity. Because when you don't have your sanity, you're not thinking clear. You do stupid things. People sometimes are put in place to disturb your energy. Sometimes God put the devil, make the devil come see you for a reason. You know, you understand what I'm saying? He puts you in situations for a reason. You have to learn everything is by trial and error. You're going to trip, you're going to fall. But he puts you there for you to get right back the fuck up. Everything happens for a reason. It's how you deal with it. We are all special. That's why we are here. We are here for a fucking reason. So God is going to bless each and every one of us. Just give us that tough love. You think shit is all sweet and dandy? Here come that obstacle. It's just how you deal with it. How what you learn from it. When you learn from it. I just want to say this, man. Oh my God. What did he say? Some people you have to learn that what Sean said about look at the family tree. Is very true. When a person could just point at you and say you the reason why for they who they are, how they act, and when you see the treatment of how that person's family treat each other, and the stories that they may tell you, every story that the person that you're dealing with, they tell you about them and their family, take notes for real. Yes, it's not here to bash any women. Not at all. No, not whatsoever. But the truth shall set you motherfucking free. Men been under the microscope forever. Ever. Men been held under that microscope since the beginning of time. But look at that family tree. It shows you everything you need to know. Look at that tree. Look at that apple. See how far it fell from that mother effer. And you can see why that person have that attitude. Why that person act the way they do. You can't even get along with your own motherfucking family. Y'all got a lot going on. Pay attention. Ladies, please let the men see their kids if they really want to be in there. If there's niggas that's not going to be that one who wants to be there. Those niggas, you know, don't ever let your kids see them. But if you know deep down that this man that you bear the child with, even though y'all not on good terms, y'all not even liking each other like that, but you know he a good father. You know he'll take care of his child. Put your differences to the side. Let that man see his child. Do not let you and your situation hinder the relationship and the sanity of your child's well-being. Because the father, especially being snatched out the house and you can't see that child, and that child can't see his father like my son Amari, it will traumatize that kid. Attitudes begin to flare, outbursts, impulse, not understanding. It could really traumatize a child's mind. And the only thing I can say is when they grow up, they will know the truth. They will see the truth. I don't know if I have anything more to say, but these conversations need to be had. We need to fix the household. We need to fix the family. I hope I said enough. I hope that this conversation with the fellas, y'all took something from it. And That's pretty much all I can say, man. I love y'all. And don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your sanity, your peace. Your peace of mind is everything. You can literally lose it. Thank you, Jay. You can really mentally lose it. Some things could just really almost damn near send you over the edge. Keep your sanity. That's all you have. Keep your sanity. Oh, man. I learned a lot. Thank you, fellas. Sean, too. I see you. And it takes long for some people to really get it. And I got it. I will not let anyone disturb my peace. Love y'all, man. That's all I can say, man. Y'all have a blessed one. Stay safe. Mental health is wealth. Be great fathers to your children. They need you. Ladies, be the great mothers and nurturers that you are. But please put the child first. We grown, you know what I'm saying? We 30, we 40. Your kids is growing up. Let them live too. Put them first. Let them see they fathers. They need them. All right, man. I'm out this motherfucker. Peace.